Le comté de Lac-la-Biche annonçait à la fin du mois de septembre un retard de 3 semaines sur la première phase de la revitalisation de la rue principale. Alors que la fin des travaux est prévue pour le 15 novembre, les propriétaires de commerces sont mitigés quant à l'expérience de la phase 1. Pour plusieurs comme Bonnie Collins et Ryan Manka, propriétaires du commerce Screenshot Computers and Supplies, la construction a été une expérience très négative.
Because in May, the first 3 weeks of May, we didn't see any work going on at all. Like, and I know they were putting water lines in the back, but there was really no construction work at all. And not a lot of connection with the county either. And some of the things we were told, I don't think came to fruition.
Madame Collins reconnaît avoir eu de la chance puisque l'accès de derrière permettait aux clients de se rendre au magasin. Elle explique que certains commerces n'ont pas eu cette chance.
We were fortunate because we have a parking lot in the back and we have an access between buildings on the side of our building. So we were far more fortunate than a lot of people were. But yeah, it just seemed to take an awful long time.
D'un autre côté, certains propriétaires comme Darren Appner chez Stitch & Men aimeraient que tout le monde soit plus indulgent.
I think there was a misconception that the county is here to close their business, to hurt them intentionally, and that is not the case. This particular block, we were fortunate that we had empty lots, so a lot of people could pass through through those so that business was a lot slower, but you still could access the businesses through the sidewalks.
Alors que Monsieur Hapner mentionne le peu de propriétaires présents aux réunions du comté sur le sujet, Madame Collins, elle, juge que les réunions étaient superflues.
You know, they had their town hall meetings, but they really weren't meetings. They were just meet and greets. Like, it wasn't everybody sat down and they told us what was going to happen. And I think there would have been a lot more communication, valuable communication, had it been a formal meeting where people sat down and asked questions and everybody got the same information.
Les propriétaires de Screenshot jugent également que le comté n'a pas été transparent avec eux.
And, you know, things like the information about the trees not going in until next spring. Well, they would have known that at the beginning of the project, but they didn't tell us that until the end of the project. So we assumed everything would be finished on this street, but now we're finding out after the fact that there now going to be construction on the street, on our street, next year as well. So there's going to be further disruptions next year. And we were told it would all be done this year.
Ils assurent aussi ne pas avoir reçu toute l'aide promise par le comté.
Different in that how they were going to proceed and the timelines and that kind of thing. Like, that they were going to have people here all the time helping the businesses. Like, if people needed computers, we were told if people needed computers carried, that they'd carry them for them. And there was nobody even around to even kind of talk to, that person to connect with. But I have to say, on the positive, they were always working.
Monsieur Hapner du Stitch & Men voit la situation plus positivement. Il croit que les erreurs commises sur cette première phase seront un apprentissage pour les autres phases à suivre.
The first month was an absolute learning curve. We, as business owners, had to try to figure out how it was going to work. We didn't know how it was going to work. The residents, and a few other groups tried to figure out how this was going to work. And it took a month, and then we all figured it out. And then it got as smooth as it can be.
Il juge également que le projet était nécessaire. Selon lui, le problème réside dans la mentalité des citoyens.
The project was definitely necessary just because of the infrastructure needed to be replaced. The small byproduct was the sidewalks. Yeah, Lac-la-Biche doesn't like change. People don't like inconvenience because everybody in a small town expects to park right in front of the front door of every small business. But yet they can go to West Edmonton Mall and walk the entire mall to go to a store to pick up one little item on the furthest part of the mall.
Le bloc central de la 102e à la 101e rue sera le prochain en réparation. La fin de la revitalisation est toujours prévue pour 2025. Camille Dany, Boreal FM pour IGL.